Well, if you've been reading all the stories about the hurricane and the rescue efforts and the recovery and everything that's going on from Hurricane Ian, sprinkled throughout these stories, you see the name Project Dynamo. And we wonder what that was all about. And we welcome to the program Brian Stern. He's the co-founder of Project Dynamo. He's a Queens native. He was a 9/11 first responder, an Army vet. Project Dynamo has been helping to rescue Americans from Afghanistan and Ukraine, and now they're down in Florida. Brian, welcome to the program. What's going on? How many people do you have on the ground, and what are you guys doing?
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Being from New York, I'm obviously a huge fan. You know, this is like one of those happy moments in life. We've got small teams on the ground. Dynamo exists where the government isn't, either because they left or because they haven't gotten there yet or they'll never be there. So we had boats in the water on day one, right after breakfast. We actually beat Florida Fish and Wildlife, which is kind of cool. And we deployed maritime teams, which are just a fancy way of saying small boats. With ground elements, which are just a fancy way of saying dudes that go on the ground, and started hitting the barrier islands that were cut off from the mainland. All the bridges are taken out. There's no good way to access these places, so all the people on those islands are trapped, literally trapped on the islands.
Wow. So what's it looking like now? Do you think the death toll is going to continue to rise, or is it now... We kind of know how many people were killed, unfortunately, but now it's just a question of getting those people to safety.
I would expect it to rise a little bit more. What happens with these things, it's kind of just like 9/11, you know, the first few days, all these natural disasters or disasters, they kind of have a format. The first few days are shock and chaos and a lot of really bad information, and right around the one-week mark, things kind of gel a little bit and kind of settle down and understand, you know, that's true for the resources coming in. That's true for things like body counts. That's true for things like accountability and all the things that go with it. Things just kind of normalize in an unnormal or a not normal situation, you know?
Hey, Brian, can you put into words what you've seen down there?
So Project Dynamo, we operate primarily in war zones. We did the first big thing in Afghanistan. We continue to operate in Afghanistan. We were in Ukraine before the war and continue to operate in Ukraine before the war. I've got 24 years of military experience, 60-something countries I've operated in, and the only way to describe it effectively is a war zone. Dynamo, I actually got choked up. I was doing a media bit on one of our boats on like the third day, I think. And the reporter was the journalist was kind of pumping me really hard, you know, trying to get some good stuff. And it occurred to me, you know, Project Dynamo has rescued Americans from Afghanistan and, you know, who are now refugees. And we've rescued people from Ukraine who are now refugees. And now we're rescuing Americans in Florida who are now refugees who have lost everything. And it's strange that we have so much experience with this, but it is painful that this is, you know, I live in Florida now, right? So the idea that we're, you know, these people have their entire livelihoods, you know, their entire everything is whittled down to a small suitcase. They've lost their everything, every picture, every family heirloom, every, you know, communion card, every bar mitzvah picture, every whatever it is now gone and will never come back.
Well, Brian, all we can say is keep up the good work. His name is Brian Stern, co-founder of Project Dynamo. It's completely volunteer organization, so you guys are doing God's work, really. If you want to help fund their efforts and what they're doing, you want to see what they're doing, go to projectdynamo.org. And with that, we thank you, Brian. I hope we can chat again soon.
Thanks for having us. And also like us on Facebook and Instagram and share our stuff. We need awareness is the other big thing. Funding and awareness is the two big things that we need. So we put a lot of stuff out there, and it's helpful to spread the word. We're entirely donor-funded and entirely all volunteer, even me.
ProjectDynamo.org. Thank you to Brian Stern. When we return, Well, the ads have gotten really nasty. Lee Zeldin running for governor. He's our guest coming up right after the news. It's 8 o'clock.